All right, this rainy Wednesday continues, 11 minutes now past 9 o'clock. I find myself more and more saying just because we can do something doesn't necessarily mean that we should do something. And I mean that in regard to technology. We're living in a world with autonomous vehicles becoming reality. Autonomous weapons are also a reality, and that's something that CNA is watching very, very closely. Their Center for Autonomy and Artificial Intelligence is doing that, and Dr. Larry Lewis heads that up. He's on the line with us right now. Dr. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
When we talk about autonomous weapons, give us a sense of where we are and where we might be heading.
Most certainly. So a lot of people think about what they see in movies. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger from The Terminator, the robots from RoboCop, and these are more than a little scary, but they don't have to be the reality. So our center is looking at ways to get potential benefits from this new technology while also reducing their very real risks.
So what are some of the benefits?
So for example, let me give a example of a self-driving car you mentioned.
Yeah.
So self-driving cars, you know, they've had over a million miles on the road, and so we're starting to learn about that technology. So what we find is that self-driving cars are five times more likely to be in an accident than cars with drivers. So it doesn't sound good. But when you dig a little deeper, they don't cause any of the accidents. It's that they're interacting with drivers who do unexpected things.
Right.
So what that tells us is that it's not enough to follow the rules. We need to actually anticipate challenges. So one thing we can do with autonomous weapons is, as we develop these systems, to try to develop a safety net around their use that can actually make them more safe than what we currently have.
And by weapons, are we talking nuclear weapons?
Probably not. So what we've been talking
like
about.
I see the asterisk hanging there in the air. Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. So the way the U.S. is looking at autonomous weapons, and I've never heard of nuclear being considered. Mm-hmm. The way we're talking about autonomous weapons is conventional weapons. So missiles, weapon systems, but also, it's not just systems, so not just a machine that's conducting war. It can also go into the planning. It can go into the screening for collateral damage. Defining patterns. So it's actually much broader the use of autonomy and AI than just kind of the weapon itself.
Have you determined whether the benefits outweigh the risks at this point in autonomous weaponry?
So I think that's up to us.
So how
deliberate are we going to try to minimize the challenges and maximize the opportunities?
Good question. That's kind of what CNA is all about, isn't it? That's kind of what you're doing right now, is examining all that.
Exactly. So that's why we're here. So we're looking very closely at the challenges and the opportunities, and giving ways to mitigate those challenges. Both for the U.S., but also for the international community. I'm going over to Geneva for some of these U.N. meetings on lethal autonomy in April, and trying to identify some of these opportunities that actually help preserve humanity in war.
I guess, autonomy is one thing, but artificial intelligence is what I think gives a lot of us pause. We think of movies like 2001, where the computer knows better than the person. And I guess in some instances that can be a good thing, but as we saw in that film and as we've seen in other science fiction, which may soon become science reality, it doesn't always work well.
Yeah, so you're right. So we see things like, Google's AlphaGo Zero, which beat, the human champion in the game Go, and Go is so much more complex than chess. It has more moves than there are atoms in the universe. So we look at that and we go, wow, AI is really amazing. But what is also useful to understand is that the AI that we have today is really amazing, but it's also very narrow and is very fragile. So the kinds of applications that we really can apply it to are much, much more narrow and specialized than kind of what we see in the movies.
Yeah, no, it is fascinating stuff. We'll continue to follow it, and I know you will as well. We'll probably talk for hours about this. Dr. Lewis, we appreciate your time this morning, though. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
You bet. Take care. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port here. Just scratching the surface of a really complex topic, but it is fascinating. Dr. Larry Lewis is the director of CNA's Center for Autonomy and AI. It is 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's a rainy day.